10 days after I ordered it, the package finally came. The postmark was the Netherlands. Inside was a blister packet of tablets, one round and four ovals. No instructions, no warnings, nothing but the pills. There was a fresher, a geography student who died last term after taking diet pills that he bought online. Boiled alive, that's what the newspaper said. There was a photo of him in a hospital bed, face swollen so much he seemed to have no eyes, the skin on his torso and arms peeling off in red raw patches the size of sycamore leaves.
We've released it as a warning, a deterrent to others. If you take drugs you've ordered online, as my son did, you have no way of knowing what you're actually taking. Please, please, don't do it.
But I had, by repeated calculations, almost no time remaining. I popped out the round tablet there and then, in the hallway, and tried to swallow it down, but my mouth was too dry and I felt it stuck at the back of my throat. I made it into the kitchen and poured a pint glass of water, drank the whole thing down. I felt sick to the stomach. The clock had started. The countdown was on. Breathe, I told myself. Breathe. Just breathe. All you can do now is concentrate on breathing.
An act to consolidate and amend the statute law of England and Ireland relating to offences against the person, hereby made law on this day, the 6th of August, 1861.
I make no apologies for saying that my party has very strong Christian values.
Lawfully supply or procure any poison or other noxious thing, or any instrument or thing whatsoever, knowing that the same is intended to be unlawfully used or employed with intent to procure the miscarriage of any woman.
The traditional institution of marriage and the absolute and irrefutable sanctity of life for the unborn child
shall be guilty of a criminal offence, and being convicted thereof, shall be liable to be kept in penal servitude for a maximum sentence of life imprisonment.
It's black and white. It's very simple. It's right or wrong. As Ian Paisley said, it's the one thing I have in common with the Pope. It's death or life.
My name is Coralie James, and I'm 19 years old. I took the first pill at 11 o'clock on the 30th of April. And now, I don't know what I'm doing or what's going to happen, and I'm scared. I'm more scared than I've ever been in my entire life. The next 24 hours are going to determine everything. And there's no one I can talk to. There's lots of people I should be able to talk to. But I can't.
Truth.
Okay, so how many times have you done the walk of shame?
Random Michael... That rugby guy from Freshers Week. Ooh, the guy from the Chippy.
Oh, my life. Siobhan, I can't believe you went with that guy from the Chippy.
This is 2 months earlier. It's where the story begins. My flatmates and I are messing about playing Truth or Dare. When it came to my turn, they asked me who my biggest secret crush was.
Are you being serious? You can't fancy him.
I only told them because I was drunk and I hadn't seen him for a few days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?